Amit Aleph. Five lines from the bottom. Itma ha'ima l'chaveiroi almanas she'ein l'cho olai eino. One person, they made a mekach, and they spoke out, almanas, the ma'ane spoke out to the misane, almanas she'ein l'cho olai eino, you should not have any tvias eino. Rav Omar Yesh Loi Olav Eino. Rav says that he does have a Tvias Eino, even though there was a Hasno Amanah She'en Lech Olay Eino, Afal Pikein, he has a Tvias Eino. Ushmuel Omar Ein Loi Olav Eino. And Shmuel says, no, they made a Tanai Amanah She'en Lech Olay Eino, so there's no Eino. So the Gemara wants to say, Lema Rav di Oma Kerav Meir, Ushmuel di Oma Kerav Yehud, Lechere, the Machlekes Rav Ushmuel is a Machlekes Tanoi. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Ha'ima Le'isha Areyat Mekodeshes Li Amena She'ein Lecha Olai She'er Ksus Varino. Areizu mekodeshes utanoi bottle. The chiyuv eisher ksus achal, even though there was a tanai. Divrei Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bedover shebemomoin tanoi kai. Bektzais in simen reish tes sivkotn yud aleph brings a machlokes the Rashba and the Ramban. What is pshat in the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? Rav Meir holds tanai bottle, and Rav Yehuda holds bedover shebemomain tanoi kai. So he brings down the Rashba wants to say that be'etzem the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is, how do I understand what he means to say? Rav Meir holds that he means to say you should not be making kedushin without any chiyuvim of sher ksus. I'm making such kedushin. A person is not bekoyach to make such kedushin. The Torah said every kedushin brings with it a chiyuv of sher ksus vayino. You want to make a kedushin without a chiyuv of sher ksus vayino? So that's masna mashekosa b'toyre maibot. That is the svara of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Meir. In Yesod, if I would say that is his intent, and he wants to make a kedushin without a chiyuv of sher ksus vayina, you're 100% right. Amanah she'ein lecha olai sher ksus vayina means you should be meichel me. That means the zicha achiyuv. But I'm speaking out now that you should be meichel what I owe you. So if that was the kedushin you should be meichel, that means I owe you. The Torah says every husband owes a wife shekhsus vayna, but I'm making a tie, you should be meichel, but he shouldn't have to give it to you. No, if she's, so this is not a stira to the Torah. The Torah just says he's mechuye. If she's meichel, she's meichel. So that is one way we could learn pshat in the machlekes. That's how the Rashba learns pshat the machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. How do I understand the intent of the masne? Do I say he means to say it should be a kedushin without a chiyuv sheksus vayne? Or does he mean to say you should be meichel the zicha achiyuv, but I want you should be meichel the chiyuv? And that the Gemara wants to say, that's gufa the machlekes Rav Shmuel. When he said, amanah she'en lecha olai eino, So Rav learned it means there should not be any dinei eino. You can't make such a thing. And Shmuel learned pshat that you should be meichel dechiv. That's one way. Then the Ksais brings down a Ramban. The Ramban learns a different oifen. No, there's no machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda what he means. He means Almanash she'ein lecha olai she'exus voinedish. I'm making a kedushin without a chiyuv of she'exus voinedish. I'm making such a kedushin. And therefore Rav Meir holds to make a kedushin without a chiyuv she'exus voinedish. That's masta mashakosu v'atoira. But in Aibot olamai sekai. What does Rav Yehuda hold? Rav Yehuda holds Amir de Kechidish. That since this is a dover she'bemomain, since this is a dover sheba moment, that means the Torah said that there's a momentistic achil for a husband to provide share ksus to his wife. It's a momentistic, it's a chiv taka, the Torah was matal this chiv, but it's a momentistic achil. If the isha is masking that the chiv should not be chal, so the Torah never made the chiv. That means that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda saying a chiddush. When is it considered masna mashakosav b'Torah? If you want to make something which is kineged dinei Torah, and it's not dinei mominis, it is it's another inyan. We'll see soon a moshul. Then we can say that you're not bekoyach to create such a kedusha. To create a kedushin that without a chiv of she'exus voino. But if lemaise it's a dover shebemomain, so the whole inyan of dover shebemomain is that the Torah wanted a husband should have such obligations. If the wife is maskim that the husband shouldn't have these obligations, so then if she does, she's maskim that there should be a kedushin without these obligations. That's how the Ramban learns Pshat, the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi Lema Rav the Oma Kerav Meir. The Oma Amas Nama Shekosu Betoyot Noi Boto Lafilo Bedovo Shebe Momen. Lafilo Bedovo Shebe Momen. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer B'Dovi Sheba Momi, Ken Sheer Uksus, Nitin L'Machila, V'Lei Mochlo. Avoloine Shitzar Aguf, Lei Nitin L'Machila. So we mentioned last week, the Ritve asks on Rashi, it's not true. A Tzar Aguf is also Nitin L'Machila. If I tell someone, Chavoyl be, you should be, I'm a Meichel you. You can be Chavoyl me and I'm a Meichel you. So it's chal, the mechila is chal, yen is chayvon ha-meichel. So this is the ritvis kashe on Rashi. That tzar aguf lo inditin la mechila, it's not true. A gemara baba kama, I can tell a person, go be chayvon me, and you won't have to pay me, ha-meichel, you don't have to pay me. And yen can be chayvon me. So L'chayre, this is dependent in the machlokes, the Rashbe and the Rambam. If we hold like the Rashbe, that the whole thing that there's chiyuvim on everything, and she's meichel, so then, and then Rashi would say, tzara guf le'nitin le'mechile, so fact that it was good, this is such a concept of a mechile by tzara guf also. Chaboil bi, and then you won't have to pay me, I'm meichel you. It can be Meichel at Tzara Guf also. But if we are saying that this is God, the Loshon of the Ramban, Ein Nesuyin Lachatzoyin. That means this is the Tzura of Nesuyin. Nesuyin does not mean she needs a dress every yontev. That's not the Tzura of Nesuyin. That's a schus that the Torah said you're obligated to buy your clothing, to buy your food. If she doesn't want, it's no chesaron in the Nesuyin. It's a bonus that every wife gets, that her husband is obligated to buy her clothing and give her food. So if If she says, I married you without this is chayvis, so this chayvis is never chal. But this is ein nisuyin lachatzoyin, that means to have such an issues without an obligation of oino, so this is a thagub, the Torah didn't want such an issues. This is ein nisuyin lachatzoyin, this is a grace in the issues. This is an issues which the wife will be suffering. She's masking that, no, that the Torah never wanted to create such an issue. So it could be, God, the Ktzai says that Rashi, in Ksubis holds like the Ramban, so it would be very good. Al Kopone, we have here two Mahalchim, the Machloikis Rameya Rab Yehuda, and now we have our Machloikis Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Machloikis Rav Shmuel is the Machloikis Rameya and Rab Yehuda, which is not too good. So the Gemara says, Rav. So the Gemara says no. Rav said, Ano da omri yafil al Rab Yehuda. I hold like Rab Yehuda. A filo Rabbi Yehuda that says that you can make a kedush in Bedovish, you can put Amanashein Lucholai Shekzus. Ad kan leikoma Rabbi Yehuda hosom, ele di yodo vekamochlo. She knows what she's getting into. He told her, Rochel bitcho aktano, areyat mekudeshesli Amanashein Lucholai Shekzus loino. However, we learn pshat later Rashba, later Ramban. She knows what she's getting into. And if she's Michael, so she's Michael. So finish. So either she's Michael, the Chiev that was Chal, or to her Mechila, it's never Chal, Chiev. But she knows. She knows what she's getting into, and she's Michael. Avol hocho miyoda de mochel. But over here, he came over, before we came to a price, and then, the yen is given afrumak. He says, listen, I'm a big yerei shamayim. I don't want to have the pressure of the chiyuvah yeno and us. Listen, I'm going to sell you a mekach, but before we do anything, I want to make a deal with you. Amanash ein lachalai yeno. And the lekeach looks at the meicha with a white beard. Yeah. Agreed upon. The lekeach knows what's going to happen. What price he's going to decide on, and he doesn't know what he's getting into. He's masking. Maybe he said, yeah, we'll charge too much. I won't be masking. He thinks, he doesn't really think that this will affect him. The t'nai that he's, the agreement that he made now, I mask him, he doesn't really know what he's getting into. Because he doesn't know what the price will be, if it'll be over. He doesn't know anything. So memele, he's moichel because of ignorance. That means he doesn't know what's going to be. Let's see what Rashi says. Miyoda deika eino, who saw the dainboy eino? That means, so by kedushin, he said, klore diburim. Al menashe ein lecha olai shel tzus. He said, klore. She heard what she's getting into. If she's masking, she's masking. Rabbi Yehuda holds us, Goma helps. But here, the let's say, the Lekech will be Nisan. Lekech doesn't know Bechlal what he's getting into. Who's Savodain? But he's agreeing. Taki's agreeing. But he's agreeing because he's under the assumption that he won't get up canal. The whole thing is a frumkeit. I'm not shaylech alayna. And the frumkeit is masking. But since he doesn't know with a clarity what he's getting into, what his mechila is going to accomplish, so that's called like a mechila betoyis miyada demochel. So that's what Rav said. Rav said, I feel according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda only said hishtek teire by Sheikh Sus, but by Enoi didn't say it. Shmuel omar, anod omri afilu l'rameya. Shmuel said anod omri afilu l'rameya. Ad kan, that Shmuel said like this, that I held that by Eino Atnai helps. Amna Shein Lecholai Eino Atnai will help. And I feel according to Ramey, that Ramey says, Amna Shein Lecholai Sheksus Vaino does not help, but Vaino it will help. Why? Ad kan loikoma Rameya Hosom, Rameya only said, by Sheksus, the Vadai Ka'oka, because there is zicha oike adin teire. Avol hocha miyema de ka'oka midi. But here, who says will be oike anything? Now, this is a difficult gemara to understand. But Tera Shmuel brings down a briskerov, a mordike briskerov. Briskerov says pshat na gemara. The briskerov says as follows. This is the Loshna of the Briskerov in Hilchas Nachlis, Perek Bov, Halacha Yud. He says as follows, the Yesoid Hach Milse, the Kaimelon, the Masna Amashekoso Betoiro Tnai Botel. This din, the Masna Amashekoso Betoiro Tnai Botel, Ein Ze Rak Dino Dlo Yuchel Lasois Ulishanois Midin Toire. Not pshat is. We understand pshat is Masna Mashekosu B'Teira Tnai Botel means you cannot change Dinei Teira. The Teira said the Din has to be like this. You want to change it according to your whims. You can't do such a thing. That's how we learn Poshe Pshat. Is it the Briskerov? No, that's not pshat. Rak Yisoid Dinei Hu Din Bittel. It's a bittel on what? The kiven the masne al mashekosov b'toire. He's saying a tnai that he's saying he wants to make a kedushin. He wants to make a mekach. Shaloi al pi gidrei atoire al kain di buroi vahasna usoi b'teile. That means this tnai, these words that he said, he's saying words, we're not talking about what's going to happen from the words. Let's talk about the etzem words. The etzem words that he's saying, since he's saying he, with these words, he wants to be oiker adin teire, these words have no power. They are worthless. In that keilu they weren't said. Masna mashekosa b'teira loy omar klum. That means the words are worthless. So the words, if the words are worthless, that's pshat. These words are not accepted. Just like this hilchis tenoyim. There's a hilchis na'i need the hang koidim lalav. There's certain dinim. The words that you say by Atnai have to be words which do not come to be Oike Divrei Torah. Words that want to come to bring about an Akira in Divrei Torah, these words are not accepted. So they were not said. They have no power and strength. Vahavi Zikta Briskerov Kiloi Hisniklau. The zeh shohu al mashekosov b'toire, that these words, these conditions, are connected what it says in the Torah, mevatel lahasno osoi. That makes that the tnai does not have a Torah's tnai, and skilu is not said. Zok te briskerov v'raye lozeh. I'll bring you a raye. Mi bobe metziye dafnun alef amet beis. The Briskerov saw our Gemara, and from our Gemara learned Amor de Kiyosoy. The Machal Kinon Bein Vaday Ka'okar Eloi. The Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda says, when did Rameya say Masna Mashekosu B'Toyra Tnai Botu Akedushin? Because Vaday Ka'okar, he says, Amana Shein L'Cholai Sheksus Voina, the Torah says, Kedushin has to be with Sheksus Voina. But by Oino, Shmuel said by Oino, since it's not, who says there'll be oino in this Mecca? Who says the Tanai is creating an Akira of Adin Torah? Vim Neima, Zokta Briskerov, Ineima the Chol Hachdina, the Masna Mashekosu Batoira, who Shediburoi Loimahani Negedadin, if we will say Pshat is the way we learn Poshe Pshat, that he cannot create a matzib that is kineged adin teire, in kain my nafkeminem yeshkan nakira vadois, oilois, what's the difference? And he says, I'm a nash ein locha alai ein no, if now I don't know if there'll be an akira. But later it comes out, he nod him up, and the tanai helps. So, what's the nafkemine if vishas the tanai I didn't know? V'loi ba'och e'rinon, she'ach ha'kach nimtso she'yesh kan akiras din teire. Now Lamai said there is an akiras din teire. He made it tonight, and because of that, there won't be any schusei eino. Umay toli zois b'shas hasno. So what? Why does it depend if when he said it, it wasn't vadei ka'oka, Or it was Vadei Koka, but Lamaisa Lady is Oiker Adin Teire. Ela Vadei De Iker Adin Bezehu. The Chol Shohu Masne Laker Dova Mina Teire. Havezeh Chalois Din Bittel Vavko Al Etzemas Nosei. These words, this condition, you're making a condition to be oiker din teire, this condition has no koyach whatsoever. Sha'as nosoi b'teila mishum zeh. Val zeh shapim mechal kinon, so therefore Rabbi Yudah said, amurdikish tik teire. But that, when do we say the condition has no koyach? The words have no power in b'sha'as asno vadei ka'oka. If he's saying words which are oiker adin teire, the given the love vadei ka'oka, but in the case, our case, Shmuel's case, when he said, "Amanashein bayinom," who says there'll be enough? Could be there'll be, could be there won't be. But these words are not coming behechle to be oiker adin teire. Ein kan mashi yevatol asno osoi. So since it's not avade yakire, so the tnai has a koyach, the tnai has a power, and the tnai is chal. Vekimen das nosa keyemes arei me'eles, afim yeitzim menu acha kach akires din teire. This is how the Briskel Rav learns pshat in Shmu. Yeah. So we have here now, what does Rashi say? The Vadei Oker B'Shas HaTnai Oker Divrei Torah. B'Shas is making the Tnai, he's Oker Divrei Torah. Sheitila Olov Sher Ksus Voin. Here also Rashi would seem the way we said the Rashi was like the Rambam. The Torah was Mato on him Achiv Sher Ksus Voin. V'zeh Oker HaChoyve Me'olov. He wants to be Oker the Choyve. He wants to be Oiker, that there shouldn't be a choiv of Sher Ksus Voine. Vafilu hu noisin lachas man, afilu give away the clothing, maton the baalmo, he was Oiker the Chiyah. So that's called, he was Oiker the Din Torah. The Torah wanted to create a Chiyah on the husband, to support the wife with Sher Ksus, and he was Oiker the Chiyah. So Rameya holds, a person is not Bekoyach, with the buroi, that if the dibur is a dibur of akiris din teire, that dibur has no koyach whatsoever. Avolochem yemer da'oka, shemaloyehei boyeino. So if this dibur, bishas, when it said, was not, what was said, was not avadai akire midin teire, so such a dibur is chal. Fine. Let us see Tosfos. So we have here Al Kaponim, we have here Rav said, Afilo, according to Rav Yehuda, that holds bedovo sheba mama in tonight kaim, that is dafke by Sheikh Xus, that yoda umochel, she knows what she's getting into, and she was meichel. By aino, since the mishane does not as yet realize what he's getting into, so there's not a mechila gemura. Beperek hakoisev, the posek rav, imeso aino yorsho. Now, the Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about that a husband said to a wife, din udvorim ein li benechsayech loy bechayech v'loy bemoisech. That means before he married her, he told her, I'm misalik from myself, ul schusei momen from your nechosim, say when you're alive, and say when you're going to die. So in other words, he is saying now that if she will die, he will not yarshina. And that's, he's making the kedushin that I should not have any schusim in your nechosim. Uporich, besova rav, t'nai kayim, rav holds. Rav holds that the t'nai helps. Like the Gemara, besova rav, t'noi kayim, v'ho'oma rav, yeshloi olov eino. Rav said, amanash ein lecha alai eino, it's yeshloi olov eino. So lechire, what's the Gemara's kasha? Rav said, he only said, according to Rav Yehuda, also it won't help because miyoda de mochel. Miyoda de mochel, he doesn't know bechlav to be eno. So then, there's no mechila gemura. But over here, if he says clear, he won't yashina, so he's saying kol diburim that he won't yashina. So there, here's yoda de mochel. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Vomarab yesh lo yola beno. The Gemara said, yesh lo beno, but the yoda de mochel. So Taisvis answers, Hosam nami lo yoda shetomos ishtoi koidim sheyomos. He doesn't know bechlal that his wife will die before him. That means when he said that I won't yarshin you, let's be megashim dinyan. She's 20 and he's 50. And he said that I won't yarshin you. I want to be misalik all my schusei from your nechosim. He thinks he's going to Yashna, he'll die much before she'll die. So Memele, so the Mechile, the Siluk of the Schus Yerusha was made because he thought it'll never be Negeya. He'll Zicha die before her. So Memele, so there it's also called Lo Yoda Democh. So now Taisa says, Amir Diki Yisod. That means if a person acquires a Schus through Yenem's Misit, and he doesn't know who'll die first, that's called lo yoda de moch. So it's not a true mechil. Im taima beperik afalpi, the porech, the gmores, akashem. Here it's speaking about that a woman wants to be moichel aksuba to her husband. And he won't have to pay her. So gmores says, taima the bekosa, if she wrote a shoiva, bechayel, that he paid her, so my male, he won't have to pay the ksubi, she wrote a shayva. Ho alpe, eina yechayla limcha, but if someone says she'll be meichel the ksubi, she can't be meichel the ksubi. The ksiva shayva, she wrote that the ksubi was paid. But if she'll be meichel the ksubi, she can't be meichel. Frag de gemore, osova rabiude be mamome in tnai kaim, tnoi kaim. Frag taisves, what's the gemore's kashe? Ksube is loyoda de mochel. She doesn't know that he'll die first. Maybe she'll die first, and there'll never be a chiyev ksube. And thereby loyoda de mochel, and you just also made that the mechila doesn't know. Prektaisves velishani de ksube loyoda de mochlo. The aimer he tomos kaidem. Maybe she'll die first, so she doesn't realize that she'll ever acquire a chiyev ksube. So it's not a true mechila. That's Taisvis kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? V'yeshloima the hosam porich lishmuel the loy mafli. This shtik teire lo yoda de mochel is Rav's Ashtik Teire. That Rav said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Manash Ein Lecha Olay Eino, the Mechila is not Chal, because it's Lo Yoda the Mochel. Shmuel said that the Mechila is Ziche Chal. So this is Rav's Ashtik Teire. The Gemara in Ksubis is going according to Shmuel. Yishleim Adavosam Poch Lishmuel Dalei Maflik. Inami, Peretz number one. Peretz number two, Porich labaye doma besomuch machvalta rav doma kiramei. This was second Peretz, is an abaye later. Here, Argamor wanted to say that rav holds also like Rabbi Yehuda. No, there's a svore miyoda de mochel. Later the Gemara says, no, rav is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this whole shtek teira of that the Gemara said that Rav holds this a problem of miyoda the mochel, Abaye said Rav never said this. So the Gemara is going according to Abaye. Inami a third teretz, given the kalo ve'eno v'loitzio yoda umochlo. That means that all the time by eino, the person doesn't know what he's getting into. Maybe there won't be Eino. But here, the minute she's Meichel the Ksube, the Gemara says, the reason for a Ksube is, Shiloite Kala Ba'ino Vlahitziya. That means, what ensures that a husband should not become hot-headed and give her a get? The Ksube. The Ksube holds him back, restrains him from giving her a get. So the minute she's Meichel the Ksube, she knows what she's getting into already. That means the insurance of a lasting marriage just went down the drain because he'll never have to give her a Ksube. So that's called Yoda Umochlo. That's called Yoda Umochlo. Avol Hocha Miyema de Ka'oka. Now this was the svore of Shmuel. Shmuel said that the whole Rav Meir that said that Amanash Ein Lechalai Sheksus Ba'oino, so Rav Meir said that the Tnai is not Chal, because there is Abadai Akira. Here, who says there'll be an Akira? Mi Yemed the Kalki that there'll be an Akira. The Peire Kamed the Malkis, the Poros Lishmuel, may Eino Lishvies. The Gemara asks Akasha. Shmuel says, Amanash Ein Lechalai Eino. So there, the din is the bat, that the Tanai is chal. And Amanash Shaloitashmi Tani Shvi is, the Tanai is not chal. So the Gemara asks, Astire in Shmuel. In fact, what's the stire? Why I know it's Miyoda de Ka'oka. Who says there'll be an Akira? Here, Shvi is he says that she shouldn't be Meshamit. So here we oikel the din of Ashmat HaShviyas. So Taisu says, no, Hosam B'Shviyas Nami Lo Yoda De Ka'oka De Eima Yifra Lo Kaidim Shviyas. Who says that this is called an Akira? B'Yema De Ka'oka L'Chay Taisu means. Who says this is an Akira? That means on this Chay, who says the chayv, he will not pay up till after Shviyah, so then it comes out that there was a tnai that Shviyah shouldn't be mishamed. Maybe the chayv will be paid up before Shviyah, so there's bechlau no akire of Shviyah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Onon ledidi mefarsha li minei demar Shmuel. Now Rav Onan says, we'll soon see how this comes into our sugya. But Rav Onan said, I heard from Shmuel that what Shmuel said, Amenash she'ein locho alai eino, that a tnai helps, you have to be midayik in the lashon. The didi mefar shali minedish, I heard from Shmuel, this tonight, that can be mafkia dinayayno, you have to be medayek what he said. And Shmuel said as follows, O'oy melech haveiroi al menashe ein lecho olay eino. If he said such a loshen, ein lecho olay eino, ein leyolav eino, that's the memra of Shmuel. But if he said al menashe ein boy eino, what if he says al menashe ein boy eino, are yesh boy eino. So this was a memre of Rav Onan, and Rav Onan said Shmuel that said that the Tnai helps, but it only has to be said in a certain oifen. If he said Amenashe ein lecha alayeno, then it helps. If he said Amenashe ein boyeno, then it won't help. Now let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. Ein loy olav eino, ki de precious, de mi yema, de oka. Who says, ubi oika. So it's not called, there's no problem of masna mashakosa betoire, mi yema, de oka. But what if he said, she ein boy oino? So his words have a different meaning. Imam aloi beloshin ze, ein ze loshin mechilas eino. If he says, amanashe ein lecho olai, I'm talking to the nisane. I'm telling him that you should not have a tvias eino for me. You should not have a schus tviim. So then that helps, according to Shmuel. Im omar loy beloshin ze ein boy eino. I'm telling you, in this mekach, there's no eino. Ein ze loshin mechilas eino. It's not a request and a condition that you should be moichel the dinei eino. El loshin tvias eino. I'm telling you, ein boy eino, in this Mekach, there will never be a Tvias Eino, because I'm giving you a Merdeke price. The Almenash She'ein Boy Eino Oma. He said that there's no Eino. V'hare Yesh Boy. So that means he's saying that I'm selling you a Mekach, that there's no Eino in this Mekach. Not you should be mevater on schusei eino. I'm telling you, I'm guaranteeing you, there's no eino in this mecca. You're getting a fair price. But a yesh boy, and there is eino. The mecca tois nami have bim rotzalach sechayzel legamri. That means if you tell me there's no eino and there is eino, so memele. You're telling me, you're selling me something that there's no eino. There is eino. So first of all, so it's a mekach tois. So memele, so that's what Rab Onan heard from Shmuel. So Bekitzar, Rab Onan said, according to Shmuel, you have to be very careful in how you express yourself. You say, Amanash, she'ein lecho olay eino. It's one thing. That's a tnai shebemomen, a tnai kayim. And Rashi says it helps the fill according to Rameyer, because it's Laba Bekoka, who says that in this Mecca there'll be eino. But if he says, Amanash, she'ein boy eino, there's a different understanding in what he's saying. He's just guaranteeing the Misana, I'm telling you, there's no Eino in this Mekach. You're getting a very fair price. And if there is Eino, so it's a Mekach Tois. Yeah, it could be Chayza. Let us see Toisves. The Toisves, Amenas She'ein, Perish Rashi, Ani Mavtichacho, She'ein Bo Eino. I'm guaranteeing you that there's no Eino. ויש בו יינו, אבי גם מקח טויס, וקושה, ופרק כמה דמקס, דגמורן מקס compares this memra of Rav Onan to another din. דגמורן מקס says, על מנש שלא יתשמיתיו שביעס, ומשמצוי שביעס. על מנש שלא יתשמיתיו בשביעס, then שביעס is not משם. Now, the Gemara says in Makis, all we have the vial, the Gemara brings this memra of Rav Onan, and the Gemara says that there's a difference by Shviyas Gufe what the Malva will say. Al Menashe Leitish Meteyu Shviyas is not Chal. This is equivalent Al Menashe Ein Boyeinah. Al Menashe Leitish Meteyu Bishviyas is equivalent Al Menashe Ein Boyeinah. Al Menashe Ein Lecholayeinah. So now, so Tosfos asks, according to Rashi, what is the comparison to Menashe Ein Bo Yeino, to Menashe Leitish Meteyu Shviyas? Vahosom loishayich haitayme, lahavitayme she'en loikoich lahasneis, shloitochil shviyas al hamilve. There it's something else. Amanash leish tishmeteyu shviyas means God Rashi in Makis says pshat as follows. Amanash shaloy tishmeteyu shviyas. So Rashi says, Eino misura biyodoy lahasnois shaloy tay shviyas mishametes. That means I'm lending you money. Almenas, that Shviyas should not be Mishamet. Who are you to say that on this Chayv, Shviyas shouldn't be Mishamet? So therefore, it doesn't help. So, L'chayre, Rashi means to say as follows. If he says, Almenas, Shaloi Tashmiteyu, Bishviyas, so then I'm speaking to the loive, and I'm telling the loive, Almenas, you should not avoid paying me after Shviyas. So I'm speaking to the loive. The Torah gave you a schus, you don't have to pay me. I want you to be mevater on this schus, that in this avoy you should be mechuyev to pay me. So I'm talking with the loive who acquired this chus, and I'm telling him, Amanash Leitish Meteyu Bishviyas. That's the case of Shmuel, that Shmuel holds Bedova Shebamamint Naikai. Amanash Leitish Meteyu Shviyas, I'm speaking about, I'm not speaking about the loive, I'm speaking about Shemitah should not be Meshamet Yisroi. So Rashi says, HaShviyas Eine Mesuri B'yodei Lahasnais Shaloitei Shviyas Meshametes. So there it's a different Musig in Gansen. You're making a Tnai that Shviyas should be Meshamet. Who are you to make a Tnai with Shviyas? With the recipient of a schus I can make a t'nai with. Am nashein lecha alai she'exus vo'ine. Am nashein lecha alai eino. Am nashein leitash miteir b'shviyis. You shouldn't avoid paying me. But the recipient of the benefit you can make a t'nai with. But to say that shviyis shouldn't be mishamet, that you're not a baldover to say. You're not this... According to Rashi, it doesn't have to do with Masna Mashikosu Betoira. Because it's Lavade Ka'oka, and it still doesn't help. Pshat is, it doesn't have a Toira's Tnai in Gansen. You cannot be Masna with Shviyas. So, for Ektoisvis, in the Gemara is Medame, that case, to Rav Onan over here. What is the comparison? Amanash ein bayinah means something else. V'yeshloima and fetoisvus toloy medami. That what the Gemara compares Rav Onan to Amanash ein bayinah to a case Amanash loy tashmitei yishviyis. The Gemara means to say, look, heichi degabi oinah Yesh chilek bein loshin she'ein olav l'she'ein boy. That's all what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara is not comparing that the same reason amanash she'ein boy eino does not help, amanash leitash miteni shviyis doesn't help. The two velten, the two translations. The Gemara only brings Rav Onan that Rav Onan is coming to tell us that one has to be careful in his lashon. If he's speaking to the recipient of the benefit, then the tnai will help. Amenas she'en l'cho alai eino, amenas le'tash miteni b'shviyis. That's all what Rav Onan said. But if you start speaking about other things, so then it, by eno, you mean to say you're guaranteeing that there's no eno in the Mecca. So it's false if there is eno. And by shviyis, you're making a tnai that shviyis shouldn't be mishamit. You are not a bailim to make such a tnai.